It's been said that every single success began with an idea. As Tony Dorman has traveled the journey from idea to success, he's learned there's plenty of takeoffs and landings to be navigated. He also knows insight from others has made his entrepreneurial trips a bit easier along the way.
We've had a remarkable week. We have expanded into our 9th floor. We are looking at taking over another building downstairs adjacent to this building in the parking lot where we're going to get more spaces. Looks like we're going to close down the warehouse we have down the street and move it into a warehouse in a building that's right here in our parking lot, and that is going to streamline all of our fulfillment processes and make things a lot more simple for the way we move and manipulate our inventory. We're decorating, getting ready for a visitor from senior management at AWS Amazon next week. We have a big marketing and trade event in Long Beach next week that a few of us will be manning. If you're just getting names and numbers because you think it makes it easier to close the sale, and we're not really following through and converting two for every one person we activate from the R4R referrals, it's just a crushing blow. And to tell you the truth, I think that you would do a lot better if you would initiate a different type of practice. And this is the way I have done it. You know, most of the time I'm on legal contracts, deal development, collaborating on Addison, marketing, advertising, you know, new videos. I'm on film production, so I'm all over the place. But every once in a while, you'll see me develop some referrals with my local network and go out and close six or seven people in a single presentation. Even people on Medicare end up having events where there are tied to these events complications and unforeseen additional hospitalization, and all of a sudden they say, I thought all this was covered, but no, they got a bill, right? In the last 10 and 15 years of life, people have unreimbursed $40,000 in medical debt. They go to their families to try to collect it. So this puts money back in your pocket. It makes sure that you can stay in your private residence more affordably and you don't have other types of expenses that people incur when they can no longer live in their home. So that's one way. The other way is where you become a guardian angel in your community. I've got a $50 Visa gift card, and I promise you, you're gonna love this product so much, you're gonna think about who is at church, who's in my neighborhood, who lives on my block, who's in my social circle, which friends, which family members, who do I just love and care about so much. I've got to share ECG because I want them safe and active and independent and having longer functional lifespan, enjoying life with creativity and activity and freedom and privacy and independence of living in their own home. You will share this. It'll lead to me setting up some other people, and you're going to find, I bet you every year, you end up not even having to really pay for the service for 3 or 6 months because we're going to end up over the year getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 referrals. I'm going to give you a $50 Visa gift card every time that happens. And you are really going to cover the cost of having an electronic caregiver while you're receiving all of the other wonderful security and benefits of independence that come with it. Now, let me tell you something. That's viewed as a one-off marketing expense. It is something that comes out of the advertising and promotional side of the business. It does not shrink the amount of money we're collecting on that contract every month. And if we were to go to leverage that contract for lending, or if we were to sell the company down the road in 7 or 10 years, which dealers benefit from because you get paid out on, you can get paid out on your customers. When you do that, the value of the customer, the resale value of the customer is higher. We have a stronger business, and because you own a piece of the recurring revenue on every customer, ultimately, whether we're going public, whether we're selling, whether we're leveraging it to put more growth into you and marketing and product and new innovation to help you grow your business, no matter how you slice it, no matter how you look at it, your business personally is stronger because you help us maintain margin and good, strong profitability.
Thanks for joining him on this podcast. May your next flight be smoother because you did it.